Indie Face.
Indie Face.
Indie Face Radio.
Indie
Face
Radio.
Indie Face
Radio.
Indie Face Radio.
Indie
Face Radio.
Hold up, hold up.
Indie Face Radio banging in your speakers. Other stations wanna be us, but they sound weaker. Terrible T and Corn DZ be your host. Coming to you live straight from the West Coast. Yeah, we greatest. Keep y'all updated. Stay tuned in and we gon' hit you with the latest news in the game. Food for your brain with the sun or the rain. We gon' help y'all maintain. Spit a couple lines and watch me kill them with the flow. Wanna see a live taping? Just select a video. Indie Face in your face all day, live on the air. See you hear us anywhere, yeah.
Indie Face, Indie Face.
Welcome to Indie Face Radio Show, the show that caters to everything independent.
Everyday indie.
I'm talking about independent singers.
Oh yeah.
Independent actors.
Painters.
Independent dancers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Independent graffiti artists.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Independent pimps, players. Okay, no, okay. I took it a little too far right there, right? My bad. I took it a little too far
but
there.
But they indie though.
They are indie. And, you know, because I did look up the word independent in the dictionary. And it's something that's not controlled by others.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not requiring or relying on others.
Oh, yeah.
And not affiliated with a larger controlling unit.
Look at you doing that.
So that's straight
homework.
Up. Oh, yeah. Come on, man. That's my homework right there.
Well, I tell you
so
what,
that's
man.
Independent right there.
You Corn Deezy, man.
Hey, okay. Off the top, I'm Mr. Corn Deezy, the 6'3 Gemini, doing it like I'm doing it for TV. And as a matter of fact, we are live on TV right now. And you know what? I didn't get a chance to change my clothes today. I'm just coming from my other gig. And you know what? I didn't get a chance to change my clothes. But I did take a shower.
Oh, there you go.
I'm close to you, so I hope you don't smell nothing.
No, it's all
smell
good,
fresh
baby.
And
it's
clean.
All good. It's
and,
all good.
And you are?
I'm Terrible T, man. And y'all know, man, from back in the day, I don't take no
Hey, can we curse on this show?
Yes, we can. But you know what?
Oh, hey, I'm thumbs
gonna
keep up. It, I like that.
I'm going to keep it... PG, you know.
PG,
yeah,
PG-13.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Family
yeah, yeah,
friendly.
Yeah,
all right, that's
back,
what I'm talking
man.
About. We back, man.
We back on the air.
It's been a long time coming, but we are definitely back up in the heezy for sheezy.
Oh,
and
yeah, man.
Let me tell you, we got a history together.
Oh, yeah, 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 most definitely.
I mean, not like that, y'all. You know, I mean, nothing wrong with that, but I'm saying not like that. We got a history that goes back, a ways back, and both have some ties in the entertainment industry.
Most definitely.
And a lot of knowledge, a lot of... blood, sweat, and tears that we've put in this industry
of
that
course,
we call the
course.
Music industry.
Yeah, man.
And
yeah.
You know what? It's funny because they always say, you know, positive energy kind of attracts, and we were attracted to each other in a crazy kind of way because my cousin was the one who actually introduced us.
Right. Yeah.
My
yeah,
cousin,
yeah.
BTZ.
BT, what up there,
BT? Shout out to BT.
Hey, and tell you how far we go back, you know, and that was 1997. The year that Biggie got shot. We
yeah,
was at the
was
party
wild.
And everything.
That was wild. Yeah, that was Soul Train, and we hit up all the award shows and all that kind of good stuff. So we got history, and let me tell you, we both have a passion and love for independent artists.
Yeah,
you
man,
know,
most definitely.
Got a love for music, period. I mean, we'll sit on the phone for like 4 hours just talking about the old days
yeah,
of the record
definitely.
Industry. We'll
yeah,
talk about, you know,
yeah.
all right, well, who you think is doper, such and such or such and such. And, you know, we just chop it up. And that's just one passion that we have. And we know that it's a lot of artists out there that just aren't able to just crack that, you know, that
yeah,
crack
yeah,
that code that gets them and launch them to the next
yeah,
level.
Yeah.
And you know what? I will say that there are not secrets, but there's information that
mm-hmm.
some of these independent artists can, you know,
yeah.
gather together
yeah.
and kind of, you know, escalate themselves to the next level.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that we might be the key to some of these independent artists taking it to the next level.
I think so. And you know what, too? And I love the fact, too, that not only do we, you know, talk to talk, but we walk to walk because we actually go to shows, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ain't nothing like a live show.
We go out there and we support, man.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you got
without
something
a
going
doubt.
On, man. You're going to see me and DZ up in there.
Oh, no doubt. And you know what? I like the fact that this number is right there on the wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I don't have to memorize anything because, you know, back in the day, I used to partake in certain things that may have, you know, altered my memory, my short-term memory. So I don't have to worry about that. If you want to give us a call and say what's happening? If you're an independent artist, please holla at us. And the number is
1-800-893-9562.
One more again.
1-800-893-9562. Now, you know what, Korn? Before we get into it, our first guest is cool, man, from Entertainment.
Yeah.
And we have watched this brother grow.
Oh, definitely.
He actually did the intro for our show, man.
Oh, yeah.
Which
that was
so live. Yeah,
I hope you guys enjoyed that, by the way. We kind of just bypassed that because we was up here rocking out to
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was hot, man.
Yeah, that was very, very hot, man.
Great
so he'll be here in a minute, man.
Show.
You know?
Yeah, he'll be in a minute. And that's what we want to do. We want to bring independent artists to you, to the world.
Yeah.
Like I said, they also have put their blood, sweat, and tears into something, and they want to bring it to the world.
Right,
and we
want to
be,
Most
you know, pretty much a launching pad for them to be able to push it out to the world to hear and enjoy. So, yeah, what we do, we've actually had a show together before, and what we like to do, we bring the artist here, we let them play some of their music,
mm-hmm.
we interview them, kind of get in their heads,
right.
and kind of, you know, offer some suggestions of what they might can do to take it to the next level.
That's what it's all about.
And I like
baby.
The fact that you, first of all, I got to give a big shout out to Terrible T because we've been talking about it for a minute,
mm-hmm.
how we want to get back on the air.
Yeah.
You know, it was another situation that it wasn't feeling right, you know, just, you know, perfect or comfortable. I should say, wasn't feeling comfortable.
Yeah. But, you know,
you know it was, just
it,
like
you
a little,
keep it moving,
just
keep
like
it
a
moving.
Tight shirt or something. Sometimes
yeah.
it might fit, but it just ain't comfortable.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we had to go ahead and, you know, do what we felt in our hearts that we needed to do, and that
Most
was just
definitely.
Go ahead and, you know, leave the situation. So we are back together.
We're back.
We are Bizak. So give us a holler, 1-800-893-9562.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to continue to do this, and we can't do it without you. So make sure you reach out, holler at us. And if you know an independent artist, please holler at us. And I like the fact that, like I said, you took the initiative to say, you know what, let's go ahead and get back on the air. Let's go ahead and do it.
Yeah,
I think the
yeah.
time is right now. And as soon as you said that, I'm like, yo, I'm with it. Let's
All right,
go ahead
man.
And do it.
Hey, man, you know what, man? Let's take a little break, man. Let's play these some up-and-coming independent artists.
Okay. All right. We're going to set it off like that.
A double back-to-back.
Hold on. What's going on over here, though?
Oh, we got to do the toast.
Oh, okay.
We got to do
coming,
the toast.
That's coming up later, though.
That's coming up a little later.
Got to put some food in my system.
All right, now, you holler at us, 1-800-893-9562. We're going to play this back-to-back music for some up-and-coming artists down south.
That's right. This
down
is
south.
Indie Face Radio Show. Let's go.
I make rap music, but don't confuse it. Twin 40s in my coat make clap music. Niggas, we played these games before. Therefore, y'all know I done sprayed these things before. Just cruising through the hood, I see a lot of new faces. Old places, cold cases that never get solved. Niggas never get involved. Cause crabs in the bucket, love to see it take a fall. It's action, I can see it through my hustler's eye. Make me wanna suck this whole motherfucker dry. Got a nigga mentality, all fucked up. Being famous ain't a reality. I love my hood, but I love my life. And this nigga gotta die cause I love my wife. And this coke gotta sell, that's why I move it all night. If I can do that, I'll be doing all right.
It's a shame what a hustler gotta do.
It's a shame what a hustler gotta do.
This money can't wait. Just to give me this money.
I can't.
You never have a thing. So why would you think I'd wait
on you? Why,
nobody gon' listen, but fuck that, I done made my decision. Got two turntables and a microphone. Started throwing parties, then a light went on. I can make a record, plus I got a gift. I'm digging in these crates, finding guitar riffs. There was only one problem, the money was slow. The old school nigga said it's money and snow. I was 17 already getting money from hoes. Doing dumb shit, down to put a gun in your nose. Nigga, this Fort Worth, streets get bloody and cold. Saw a diamond, wondered how we get money for those. Had to
my trophies and medals. Still pushing something forward through the streets of the ghetto. Keep a weapon on my person, I'm cursing beings who wanna fuck with me cause it ain't my first offense. I go hard on the ball, had hard from the start. Used to roll my daddy's cars from the yard. Catch a bullet scar back, then like you hard when you soft. You faking like you gangster, lives could get lost. I like to protect mine, my knife with tech nine. Can't let your shitty future affect mine.
It's a shame what a hustler gotta go through. I gotta get this money, can't wait on you. And if you think small change, you never have a thing. So why would you think I'd wait on you?
Locked up cause they jealous. What the hell is this? Tired of dodging all of these sentences. Tired of being set up by all my frenemies. Let's keep it real, folks. I've been putting it down for too long. But he clowns to look down, try to sabotage the throne. This is king shit, without the gold, without the hoes. Ass top, nigga never broke the code. I've been real since day one. You take a shot and I'ma spray some. You can walk a mile inside these A1s. I'm 2A1, just like Quez and free the nigga. My brother locked too, and I can't even see the nigga. When I die, Instagram me just so they can see a nigga when I'm gone.
Baby, I'm gone. I like
baby,
that.
Baby, I'm gone.
It's
baby,
hot
I'm
right
gone.
There.
Yeah,
welcome
man.
Back to Indie Face Radio Show. And that, we just broke you off with a two-pack
oh,
right there.
Yeah, yeah, from straight from down south, man. Dallas, Texas. That's my boy, Erotic D.
Erotic
and
D.
Young Slab.
Hey, you know what? But he had a little West Coast flavor to him, man.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Erotic D, man. You know, he's been in the game for a while. You know, he was a part of that whole Death Row. You know,
okay.
thing when they
okay.
first got started. So you know, he's been in that camp, and he's also.
Now, does he produce and a rapper?
He produce and rap. He's the,
okay.
He's the genius behind a lot of acts, man. You know, and
kind of the unseen, kind of ghost. Did he do some ghost producing, ghost rapping, or what?
Oh, he's been out there, man. He did some stuff with Adina Howard.
Okay.
He did some stuff
okay.
with George Clinton.
Okay.
You know,
speaking
so.
Of, wait, but, hey, look, I got to tell you, I went to go see George Clinton.
Yo, yeah?
Woo! They got off, man. But, you know, I got to be honest. You know, I went to go see George Clinton maybe 10, 15 years ago.
Oh,
off
yeah,
the
yeah.
chain. Energy was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, man. That's,
you know?
Cool,
but,
man.
But, this time
but.
Out. Yeah, this time out, he had to have, like, you know, the younger dude next to him. And he just couldn't hit, like, everything that he used to be able to hit.
Well, you know,
it gets kind of, hey, let me tell you, man. Because, you know, you go to some of these old school shows. And you expect to, you know, you expect them to sound like they used to sound
right,
like.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I guess we got to take it into consideration.
I saw him at the Greek.
Get older and stuff like that.
I saw him at the Greek.
How'd you like him?
Well, you know, for his age, I think he did pretty good.
But see,
considering some of the acts that I've seen.
But when do you stop giving excuses and stop going to see them if you're going to say, well, he was good considering?
Well, yeah, man, you know.
You know, because, I mean, if you pay your money, and, you know, I used to bump some, you know, George Clinton, and they used to go hard. You know what I'm saying? They used to get me hyped up.
I feel
and
you, I
that's
feel
what I want to go see when I go to the show. I don't want to.
But what if they can't move like that? What if they can't groove like that? They up there. They 70, 80 years old.
So are we really just kind of going on the memories of it? Because really not getting entertained by what they're giving us.
Yeah.
We're just kind of like reminiscing of what they used to be.
But I'm just lucky enough that I've seen them earlier on their career and know what they can do.
Right.
I'm fortunate enough to have seen them.
Okay.
You know, so the other people that are kind of getting to them right now, and they come in and they 19, 20 years old. I mean, they missing out.
Yeah, because see, they wouldn't miss sold. Because when I went over to see George Clinton, if a younger cat went in there, he wouldn't have been 100% sold.
No, he wouldn't.
On
he
becoming
have.
A
he
new artist.
No.
I mean, becoming a new fan of
no,
the artist.
He wouldn't.
You know, so you know, it was a trip though. I mean, like I said, he got down. He cut his hair. He cut all of the hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And
man,
the
you
feathers
know.
And all that kind of good stuff. So he doesn't have that.
But the funk is still alive.
The funk is still alive. You know, and I enjoyed myself. And like you said, I did reminisce, and you know, I kind of you know thought about you know, how he used to get down. Yeah, and you could just picture all that kind of good stuff. So that's what's up. So he worked with the cat, huh? He worked with
Man. Roddy's has been in the business for a while, man. I can't even
and
name
still doing his thing.
You know.
Straight out of Dallas.
The DOC. He's a genius behind the DOC and all that, man. You know, he was part of Death Row during the early days, man.
Now we showing our age now. Well, you know what? We actually didn't give a chance to you know, kind of give our backgrounds, you know, why we think we may, you know, be qualified to do a show like this.
First off, I'm
Cornelius. Ooh, I almost gave the whole government
name. You stopped it.
I owe money.
It was so funny because you stopped. You said, I'm Cornelius. And you said, I better not tell.
You know what? I've been so many nicknames. I forget my own name sometimes.
All right.
I'm Cornelius Corn DZ. The 6'3 Gemini. I was also known as Corn Dog, also known as Cornelius Prince, as just about everything. Background in radio. Started off as an intern at the Beat Radio station when it was 92.3 The Beat.
The Beat.
At the time, you know, it was kind of up and coming station, battling with Power 106, which are, you know, two of the local stations out here in LA. And, you know, I was in college and I was like, okay, what do I really want to do? You know, I said, I know I got a passion for music. I know I got a passion for, you know, live music. I know I got a passion for people. So, you know what? I decided to take an internship over at the Beat Radio station in the promotions department.
Right.
And at the time, you know, they would send the van out to different places.
Right.
And, you know, we just kind of would blow up the spot, you know, say, hey, we here on the corner of blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And people would just come on down.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
it used
you
to
go.
Be crazy. So, you know what? We'll continue telling a little history, a brief history about our background. So, like I said, you'll know that we're kind of qualified to do a show like this. So, like I said, we want to definitely let you know this is Indie Face Radio
Live
and direct,
man.
In your ear hole. And the number to hit us up is
1-800-893-9562. And guess what? My main man, Cool from the Known ENT, is in building.
No, we can't introduce him yet. Because he was running a little late.
We
got to get on him first.
We got to get on him.
And then we're going to introduce him. Okay, so what time did you tell Cool Cal he was supposed to be here?
I told him to be here at 2 p.m.
Because you know he was going to be late, right? Okay. But you know what? Traffic out here is a beast.
Man,
I would have been here on time, but, you know, like you said, I got here right on time.
Right.
So I know how that traffic is. That traffic is a monster.
So you know what, man?
Were you here on time?
Oh, yeah, I was here. Of course.
Okay.
You know what I think we should do? Let's play Cool's two songs right quick, because we pressed for time.
Or maybe
back to back.
Or maybe just one.
Now, let's go and do them back to back, and then let's talk to him afterwards.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go and do that.
But you don't want him to introduce his own thing?
Oh, you can. Well, you know what? Should he?
He late? No, he don't get it next time. This is Indie Face Radio Show. I'm Mr. Corn DZ, the 6'3 Gemini, doing it like I'm doing it for TV.
Stepped into the joint, smoking in the haze. When the bass line dropped, we washed our hands off and danced away the days. You need to move your troubles away. Escape to the dark side, float my voice's way. You need to move your troubles away. Escape to the dark side, float my voice's way.
You need to
float my voice's way. Float my voice's way.
You need to
float my voice's way.
Tell
me float my voice's way.
Yeah. Stepped in the joint, smoked in the haze. When the bass line dropped, I gave everything away. Escaped to the dark side, but couldn't leave the light. I came 100 miles and running, now I'm on the easy flight. Every word I speak be the truth, that my heart float, my voice's way. Before I even start, revealing these lines are giving sight to the blind. I'm taking everything y'all got, but I'm keeping mine. And I'ma move in like I never moved before. Special delivery is cool at your front door. Ain't what they waiting for is a ridiculous world tour. I gave them just a little bit and now they need more. Other real, it's a major deal when you make a lot of money, but you really know skills. Disposable clones, internationally known. I move them in, I move them out.
left, then I'm gone. We
stepped into the joint.
I still remember it was
smoking in the haze.
Yeah.
When the bass line dropped, we washed our hands off and danced away the days. You need to move your troubles away.
What they need to do
escape
was...
to the dark
yeah.
side. Float my voice's way. You need to move
uh-huh.
your troubles away.
Where we going?
Escape to the dark
yeah.
side. Float my voice's way. Float my voice.
Maybe you should
load my voice's way.
You should
load my voice's way.
Cold summer nights and hot winter days, standing no vase every time my band hit the stage. They said I need to change, but I don't see nothing wrong. Maybe I've been on this dark side for way too long. Even if I straighten up, still nothing guaranteed. Cause I don't do this for you and you. I do this all for me. I mean, I do this for the fans. I do this for the fam. Trying to make $100,000 every time this mic touch my hand. I'm just surviving on a mission. My mission of survival got the whole world tripping. They can't fall cause I represent them all. My platform forever strong. Every hour a new song. We smooth it out like we collabing with the OJs. We rocking steady with Aretha, so we okay. A little Chardonnay mixed with the Marvin Gaye. I still think about Whitney Houston like every day.
Stepped into the joint.
Uptown.
Smoking in the haze.
Downtown.
When the bass line dropped, we washed our hands off and danced away the day.
What they need to do is
you need to move
yeah.
your troubles away.
Take a minute.
Escape to the dark
uh-huh.
side. Float my voice's
yeah.
way.
You need to.
You need to move your troubles
away.
Escape to the dark
yeah.
side. Float my voice's
uh-huh.
way. Float my voice's
yeah.
way. Float
shit.
My voice's
I'm
way.
Telling you, you need
float
it.
My voice's
uh-huh.
way. Float my voice's way.
Hey, yo, I'm picking you up at about 7:30, right? Yeah. Swear that black dress that you bought the other day. Okay. Yeah. When we first started talking, I couldn't help but care. Long talks on the couch, we just smile and stare. No concern with getting hurt, she walked in, no fear. I call it a new love, a breath of fresh air. Communication heavier than CNN. And she ain't always in the hills, catch her rocking the Timbs. Never asked where that ghost, she content with a Benz. Never hit my cell up when I'm out with my friends. Winner, no hidden agenda, no schemes. No ulterior motives, not just to fling. Baby, just my sweet thing. When we on the scene, nobody outshine us. Cali's best with Tennessee's finest.
Now when I think about you, girl, it's like all the time. Reminiscing on the past and how I made you mine. Little time went by, but baby, still you fine. If I said it any different, then you say I was lying. Cause we be out on the avenue, we out on the boulevard. We walking up the street, we out in the backyard. We on the freeway, we cruising the highway. We driving the interstate, don't care what them say. More independent thoughts, we put our minds together. She said, building with each other, make it last forever. I'm feeling like Drake from Outkast, they never could I do. Cause everything that she say is so believably true. Got me thinking outside the box, investing in stocks. Financial moves like the ritual, I'm increasing my guap. I give her props on the ops, she give me props right back. Compliments all the time, the utmost respect. We ain't spend a lot of time focusing on sex. But how she moving, how she build, I bet that it be the best. Everything we talk about, we can't help but to win. Cause she ain't only just my girl, she my best friend. And when I think about you, girl, it's like all the time. Reminiscing on the past and how I made you mine. Little time went by, but baby, still you fine. If I said it any different, then you say I was lying. Cause we be out on the avenue, we out on the boulevard. We walking up the street, we out in the backyard. We on the freeway, we cruising the highway. We driving the interstate, don't care what them say. Nothing we can't do, ain't nothing we can't build. The drama that they try to unfold is always short-lived. She listened to Pac Div, she love Kendrick Lamar. And when it comes to lifestyle, she be raising the bar. Analytical mind, style so undefined. Got class to the 10th, that's why I'm glad she mine. Dance like it's no tomorrow, them other chicks follow. In the league of her
own. That's why she hit with the known. And I know that she grown, and I know that she real. That's why I gotta do what I gotta do for this here. I gotta focus on for me and focus on for you and balance everything so we can be cool.
Now when I think about you, girl, it's like all the time reminiscing on the past and how I made you mine. Little time went by, but baby, still you fine. If I said it any different, then you say I was lying. Cause we be out on the avenue, we out on the boulevard, we walking up the street, we out in the backyard, we on the freeway, we cruising the highway, we driving the interstate, don't care what them say.
You something else. Definitely ain't your ordinary. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here like I'm here. For real. I know you for real too.
That's what I'm talking about right there. This is Indie Face Radio Show with your,
Indie Face.
With your host, Mr. Corn Deezy, and
Terrible T, man. Yeah, we turned up.
Hot. That's hot, man. I like that. We turned up in more ways than one.
Of course, man.
Now, you know what we are going to say? I don't know if they're recording, you know, behind the scenes and all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
we are,
but
man.
But Ty,
TMZ in the building?
Yeah. Ty came in with some Henny, came in with the Grey Goose. Not that I'm partaking in any of it, but, you know, yeah, he bought it.
You know what?
That's what's up.
And on the low, we gonna give that little shout out, you know Henny and Goose, whatever. But you know what?
Oh, that's right. Next time they gotta pay.
They gotta pay. And we do have a liquor sponsor that may be in next month. We're gonna bring him in. We're gonna taste his stuff. We wanna show him what we got, and then he just may wanna go ahead and go and sponsor the show.
Oh, that's
for right now,
about.
I can
that's
throw Henny and Goose out there. But you know what? This is your one freebie.
That's it.
You don't get no more.
And you know what? If you're listening right now, you wanna get involved with the show, all you gotta do is hit us up at
1-800-893-9562.
One more game. What's that number, man?
800-893-9562. The phone lines is open. Holla at us, man. Holla at Cool. Holla at Corn DZ. Holla at me, Terrible T, man.
Please do. So this is Indie Face Radio Show, and like we always do around this time, we like to welcome in one of our guests. And he's just not an ordinary guest.
He's
a guest. He's also a friend of ours.
Of course, we go way back with
Cool Cow. As a matter of fact, we got to talk about his name, too, because I call him two different names. But you know, we're going to get all into the details in a second. So go ahead. I'll give you the honors of introducing him 100.
Hey, man, this cat here been around for a long time, man. You know, he comes straight out of Tennessee. You know, them backwoods cats, man. Boy.
He country, but he ain't country.
Boy, but they talented.
Yeah, they
talented. We've known him for a long time, man. I'm going to let him talk about himself, but I just want to say this is one cool brother. Been hanging with us for a while, man, and very, very talented, man.
And what's his name?
His name is Cool, man.
Welcome, Cool. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
How you doing,
man? Pleasure to be here, man. Yo. I made it. I was late, but I made it.
Yeah, you made it. That's what's up, man. Well, we're definitely, you know, happy that you had a chance to make it on now. Because, like I said, I know that traffic was crazy.
Yes,
LA
sir.
Traffic is no joke. But you here, and
I'm looking for a chauffeur.
Yeah,
I'm hired. I'm looking for a chauffeur.
That's what the hard work, and that's how it's going to pay off. You're going to be able to get you a chauffeur.
Yes, sir.
Who knows? Yeah. You may be able,
I ain't driving no
you
more.
You may even do the Kobe Bryant and come in on a helicopter.
Exactly.
What? Like, what?
I need that car that turns into a helicopter. Is that out yet?
Not yet.
No.
It's on the way.
I thought
it's on the way.
2000 that was supposed to be out.
It's on the way.
Car.
It's on the way. All right, well, cool. Now, first of all, you know what? I do know that you go by a couple of names. Now, what name do you feel most comfortable with us hollering at you at? Why is it, you know, so many names? Kind of go through that a little bit. Let us know what's going on with that, man.
Know how rappers are, man.
Change their name every week.
Seven different aliases.
Puff Daddy.
Changing their name every... Actually, let's get it clear. I go by Cool. K-E-W-L.
K-E-W-L.
Yeah, but okay. I'm Cool, like C-O-O-L.
Okay. I like that. Okay.
Okay. Cool. All right. That. Okay. All right. All right.
Now, how'd that name come about? Did you, is that, did you give yourself that name?
I used to go by, at production, I used to go by Fat Tracks, but it was already a lot of people out there with Fat Tracks.
Okay.
So
okay.
I had to change it. So production wise, I go by The Known.
The Known.
And The Known is the opposite, of course, of the unknown.
Okay.
My
okay.
symbol is a, my symbol is a, is a, is a up down, upside down question mark.
Okay, I thought you were about to say upside down cross, man. I was like, oh, man, you didn't join the Illuminati on us, huh? Okay, okay.
So it's an upside down question mark, which basically symbolizes, you know, everything unknown.
Okay, okay.
I'm the known.
That's what's up. Now, yeah. Now, how did you...
everything opposite of unknown, I'm sorry.
Okay, now how did you get started? Now, what made you wake up one morning and say... You know what? I want to be a rapper. I want to do music. I want to be, you know, the next.
Okay, here's musically, I started out writing poetry.
Mm.
I think I even told y'all that in other interviews. Started out writing poetry. Poetry.
Now ended first, up, well, first of all, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but poetry, you know, did you start at a young age?
Yeah. Like,
because I mean, you know,
I used to write poems to my mom straight
you
up.
Did.
Yeah, he tried to make some poems.
Instead of going out and buying the gifts, I would just write a
look
poem.
Look at you, Casanova.
That's free.
Handed
I like
it
that.
Over to moms like that. Yeah.
That's man. What's up, man. Yeah. Now, was it something? Was that your best way to let your feelings out? You
yeah.
know, a lot of times, you know, people aren't comfortable with, you know, talking necessarily or expressing themselves, you know, so they have different ways to express themselves. Now,
course,
was that a way for you to get your thoughts out?
Definitely. That was a way of expression. And that was, I think that was the beginning of actually who I felt like I wanted to be at a young age.
Okay.
You know, because when you're young, you don't really know where you're going.
Right.
Me writing poetry to mom was just like, okay, this is the beginning of my musical journey.
Right.
I didn't even know it really.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm writing the poetry. I turn the poetry over to mom on special occasions, or even not even special occasions. It was just a way of expression, a way of getting out.
Now
my inner thoughts, just putting it on paper. I'm better with paper.
Now, when did you stop giving them to moms and start giving them to the little girly girls? That's what I need to know.
Hey, little fast
you
know girls.
When did I stop or little when did I start?
Mom. When'd you start?
Oh, I started, I think
I
was,
I know you ain't
I was
stopped,
in high school.
Because I know you ain't stopped. Go
I was in high school.
In high school.
I ain't gonna tell you how long ago that was because I might give up my age.
Now, was it something that you were holding on to? A lot of times people have talent. But, you know, they don't want to get in front of a crowd. They don't want to let anybody know that this is what they're doing, you know, in their room late at night.
Right.
I would write the poems, give it to the lady, and then I would recite it.
Oh, look
I
at
recite
you.
It, too. Because it's like, you know, if you put something on paper, sometimes it of course, it translates into what you're saying, but... Some people don't know how to read poetry from your perspective on how you would.
Let me tell you how cold
you would
cool
spit it.
Is. Give us an example.
You remember any of the old ones?
I remember. Ooh,
you gotta remember the first one.
That's old though, man. That's
come on,
high
that's
school.
All right. That's all right.
I was doing it in high school and I stopped it in high school though.
Go ahead, come man. On, Nick. Come on, what?
Give me some of that high school flavor.
I can spit that like one.
Go ahead,
joint.
Go ahead.
That joint where it was like, I hope y'all ain't heard this one before.
Okay.
Okay. It's like, okay. Baby girl, what's the deal with you? Let me spit something to you and be real with you. I really like your style when I love your smile. Ain't seen a chick like you around here in a while. And I know you probably got a man. I pray that you don't. But if you do, I know I got to come in a different approach. They like. How he treats you, boo? Are you satisfied when he tells you that he loves you? Does he look you in the eyes? Look, I know it's hard just to trust me coming at you, but at least I'm coming at you in a respectable fashion. You know how these other cats, they be spitting their raps, making bets to their friends on how quick they can hit. That's petty to a real man. Hey, boo, you ready for a real man? Well, here he is in the flesh and blood. Hold my hand. You ain't gotta be my woman, and I ain't gotta be your man. But for right now, ma, let's become friends.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you, I know he had a lot of haters. I know you had haters, because I would have been in the classroom like, I would have been a hater.
I was fighting.
You know, exactly. Well, you know what? Now, were you ever in a group? You know, because I mean, coming up, you're a young cat. You're writing poetry. You're giving it to the ladies. The ladies are loving you. Did you know then that you wanted to be solo, or did you, you know, kind of call your home when he's like, "Hey, man, let's start a group. Let's
you
get
know what
I'm
not,
you know, man.
I never was really. I was in a group outside out of high school,
right?
And I was in a little situation to where, you know, I almost had a distribution deal through a label out in Texas.
Oh, wow.
And I was actually in a group with a cousin. I went by Fat because that was my nickname.
Gotcha.
So it was a group, Fat and Cleazy, and we did a record together called Definition of a Gangster, where I was rapping, he could sing, and we won the show. They brought us in on the radio to present the song. We met a producer who reproduced the joint, and then he shopped it to a label out in Texas that he was already connected to.
All right.
They loved it. They wanted more records. And we ended up...
is that right? Okay.
Yeah, we ended up shopping more records to him.
That's the first time I've been knowing this guy for a long time. Yeah, I never heard this story.
We actually had disagreements on musically, and we ended up falling apart. So that's why we didn't get the deal. But I had a distribution deal in the works, and I had a production deal.
Y'all fell out. Yeah. Personal stuff.
Yeah, well, over personal musical stuff. Yeah, okay. So the deal didn't go through, and that was maybe in 2000.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna put together the whole album and have it distributed through this independent label.
Hey, I wanted to ask you something though, man. Cause you've been out here in Cali for a while, man, doing your thing, and you've seen how artists are out here and the industry as a whole. Looking at yourself and then the music and the competition that's, you know, potentially out there, what sets you apart from all the other rappers out there? I mean, what is it about Kool that would make the consumers want to go out and buy your product versus someone else's?
I would say mostly from uniqueness.
Okay.
I think production-wise, I'm loving the production right now, but musically, I'm not really feeling a lot of these dudes lyrically.
Oh.
I think based on where hip-hop really came from, I fit into what hip-hop was when it first came out.
I was lyrics, man.
I have mm-hmm. what it takes to make it in the game. Now I'm relevant because, of course, I come from where I come from. I've been out in the streets. I've been, you know, I've seen corporate America. I've seen different sides of life. And I think me putting that all together, I could relate to a lot of different people, and I keep it lyrical.
Okay.
Now, who are some of your musical influences?
Right.
I mean, honestly, for me,
even back then, though. No, back then, that made you look up and say, "I could do that."
Of course,
I'm better than him.
You know what? For me, I was a big East Coast head because the East Coast East Coast cats were just more different. Lyrical. They were killing it. They really are. So of course I was a Nas, heavy Nas fan. I was heavy on the Wu. I mean, Raekwon, still today is like one of my favorites. Of course, Jay, I was a Jay fan. Of course, Mobb Deep. I was an Onyx fan.
I get that.
Grandmaster Flash.
Your music. You know, that side of it, where it's, you know, lyrics, you know, they're going hard in the paint.
Yeah.
But you also have the element of West Coast.
You do.
Where it was a lot of musical, you know, influence in the music that was coming out of the West.
Bass lines,
you know what I'm saying? It's bass line. So when did you say, okay, I want the lyrical, you know, form of what's coming out of the East Coast, but I want the music that's coming out of the West. When did you decide that you want to merge the two? Because why not just go either one direction or the other?
Well, I mean, honestly, to be truthful, it was, I try to implement all of the different areas into my music. Of course, I'm from Tennessee.
Of course.
I'm a lyrical dude, the West Coast musically, when and you saying, when did I decide? That was from the beginning, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. Because everything that I did, I didn't really start out as a cat that was like, oh, I'm an MPC kid, to where I'm like, I produce strictly from an MPC and I chop up samples and I'm a sampler. Everything that I created since day one, because I started out on a Yamaha PSR 350 to where have a looper on it.
Right.
So if I was creating a beat, I was playing that joint out for 4 minutes.
Exactly.
A 4 minute bass line, a 4 minute drum pattern, 4 minute strings, any other percussion, anything else. It was like, for real, I was having to produce.
I got you.
So I play keys a little bit. It's more sequencing and programming, but when I was producing, I was having to produce the hard way. So when it became digital and computer, it was just like, oh, I can
piece of cake.
Two bars, I can loop this. Yeah.
Hey, so hey, cool, man. You know, we got about 10 minutes left because, you know, you was late.
Yeah.
You was late, dude.
I apologize.
Okay. So for the people that was trying to call in and, we was in chopping it up with my man.
Yeah.
The number again is 800-893-9562. Call in and holler at your boy before he gets off the air. But I want to talk about your current project, Uncontrollable Tones. Talk about the cuts that you like on there, the process that you did, you know, to make this this album what it is, and how people can pick it up, man.
Okay. Uncontrollable Tones is an album where I produced the whole album.
Right.
I had a couple artists that I was working with, up and coming singers on the album. I produced, wrote, mixed, mastered. I did pretty much the whole thing on the album. Album is hot. Some of my favorite records on there is, all of them.
No, right. Well, you know, I got my favorites.
I just heard was the first joint you heard tonight was My Voice's Way,
right,
with a dope singer on there.
Yeah, you want to name the singer or they got the contract or you rather not?
Yeah, I will.
Rather not. All right, cool.
Yeah. And then the other joint was when I think about you, that was another joint where I'm just, you know, rapping to the ladies.
Of course you are.
Yeah, that's one of my joints. I don't rap no more. That's one of my hip hop joints.
Now, would you be afraid? You know, LL went out on a limb. You know, I Need Love. You know, back in the day. You know, and got criticized from some of the, you know, cats in the hip hop industry. But then later on, it became popular to start talking to the ladies.
Now, who
are you trying to target? You know, with your music.
We got one caller.
I'm trying to target everybody, pretty much.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and go to the phone lines. I think we got a call waiting. So let's go to line number one. What's happening? Hello?
Yo, what it do, man?
Yo, what's happening? Who is this?
It's your boy, Round Man.
Round Man, what's up, man?
Round Man, what's happening with you, man?
Hey, man, you're talking to Cool, man. We ain't got that much time, but, you know, you want to say something to him, man?
Oh, yeah, man. I was listening to his interview, man, when he brought up that Yamaha, man. That piece of man.
You know about that joint, huh?
Yeah, man. I had so many Yamahas, man. But that PSO woke me up to go ahead and be a producer.
Hey, real talk, man. It had some decent sounds in it to where it was like, you know, you could do something with it. But that not having that loop on there, man, that actually taught you, though.
Yeah.
That taught you how to really do something.
Now, we got Round Man on the line. Where you calling from, Round Man?
Down here in Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas is in the building.
Big D. Young Slab. Did you hear Young Slab's music earlier, man?
Yeah. That's my dog right there. I had to hit him up and let him know.
Now, Round Man is a producer also, so he can relate to, you know, all the producer talk that's going on when Cool talks about, you know, the Yamaha and all the instruments that he used to get down with and all that kind of good stuff. So, Round Man, we're going to have to definitely have you up in here
doing your thing, man. I know you're coming out here pretty soon, so you'll be a guest on the show, man. But I appreciate you calling in, man.
Oh, we always some love appreciate cool. your love,
From
man.
Cool, man. I know he appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir, man.
Oh, yeah,
thanks for calling,
man. With my boy, man, we gotta get together and collab on something, man. Just ain't had a chance to do it yet, but
let's do this.
Well, all right, Round Man, man, I appreciate you for hollering us,
man.
We're finna grid it moving on, man. But man, you always show love, man. Thanks.
We appreciate you, man.
All right, man.
All right, Already, man.
Yeah. Already.
All right, peace. All right, then. So that he asked my boy, man.
Well, speaking of, you know, he kind of brought up, you know, maybe collaborating with you. So was wondering, you know, are there any artists that, you know, if I had a magical phone, if I had the magical phone.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in the industry is on this phone.
Everybody.
And you head into the studio, and all I got to do is make a phone call, and they're going to meet you in the studio.
Right.
So it can be either somebody who has a big influence on music. It can be a producer. It could be a rapper. Who would be the first person you would want me to call?
Yeah. He got it.
You on the way to the studio.
It doesn't matter genre-wise, right?
Genre, no.
Yeah, come on, man. You universal
hands
anyway.
Hands down. Kendrick Lamar.
Whoa, is that right? Kendrick,
I gotta get with that cat, man.
Whoa, okay. That'd be a hell of a collabo.
I think he would bring to the table, of course, what he has to offer. And okay. I think he would bring something out in me musically that might be tucked under.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And I wanna get this one out, okay? You've been doing this for a minute, man. Been watching you. You've been doing your thing, man.
He's grown. I've seen him grow.
Yeah, you grown, man. You grown. You know, you was a little teenager when
definitely musically, lyrically.
You're drinking age now. You're grown, okay? All right. What is the best advice someone has given you up until this time right now? And what advice would you give someone else?
Trying to come up
in the business. Boom!
The best advice that I've been given, honestly.
Yes.
Is to perfect your craft.
Okay. Mm.
And stick with it. Because me not perfecting my craft, I wouldn't have the product.
Right. Okay. I got
you.
You
know what I mean?
I got you.
So I think that honestly, that's the best advice.
Now you know what? Just real quick. She says sticking with it. You know, I know it's ups and downs,
right,
you know, in the industry. Sometimes you own it. You're like, okay, things are moving. Then other times it's slow motion. You know, and I know during that slow motion time, you get discouraged and all that kind of good stuff. What is it that keeps you motivated to want to continue to pursue your dreams?
Honestly, I'm motivated just because music is part of me.
Moves you.
There's no way. Let's say when I had systems issues, I'm dealing with some systems issues right now.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm down systems wise, if I'm down musically, I'm not feeling it. Or if I have a hiatus from music, that affects my soul.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because music is such a part of who I am. If I don't have it, I don't want to live, honestly.
I'm motivated on music, period. Now, what would you be doing?
I have to have it.
So if you weren't doing this, what could you picture yourself doing? Could you picture yourself doing
anything
else?
I can't see myself doing anything
else. Look at you. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear, man.
Because you know all the people come up with that. Oh, I'd be a sanitation worker. I'd be swinging on the back of that truck.
Yeah, if I don't have some form of music to where I can touch it and create it, I'm not happy, man.
Well, you definitely up and coming, man, on your way. Actually, you're not even up and coming. You're there, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a matter of letting everybody else know, you know, your talent. So, you know, speaking of... you know, people reach a lot of people through social media,
Facebook,
Instagram. You know, it's a lot of different mediums now that you can reach people, not only in your city, but worldwide. Now, are you pretty active with all that?
I'm pretty active with social media. You can look me up. You can check me out on my website, theknownent.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can check me out. You can check out my SoundCloud. I'm at Kool from the Known. That's K-E-W-L from the Known.
Right.
You can check me out there. You can check me out on Facebook at The Known ENT. Also on Twitter at The Known ENT. Or you can hit me up.
Go ahead,
shoot out that number
right
now.
You
want to
give out
that
number? Go ahead, get that number out.
That number?
Do that? Go ahead, do that.
1-800-CALL-COOL. I'm lying.
That's what's up.
I give that number out. The ladies might be calling, man, because I got a new record for y'all.
That's what's up. So they can hear your music all on those.
Yeah, you could check me out there. But honestly, if anyone's wanting to get with me and collab, you can go to my website and contact me there under contacts. Or, I mean, I'll give it out right now. You can just email me at theknownent@gmail.com. And, hey, holla, for real. I'm ready to collab. I'm ready to work on some projects. New and up-and-coming artists. Hey, let me hear your stuff.
That's what's up.
Well, we definitely
appreciate you coming through, man. Spending a little time with us, you know, letting us get inside your head, letting us check out some of your music.
Look out for that Grand American.
Yeah, yes, that Grand American.
Look out for that.
good looking on the intro for our
oh,
show.
Oh yeah,
man.
That's
God,
I forgot. Yeah, yeah,
that's fire, boy.
Intro. Yeah,
Indie Face Radio.
It's crazy because you told him that you wanted it, and boom, right
man,
up next you had
knocked it out, man.
That's what's up.
I was like, oh my God.
Well, yo, the clock on the wall says that's all.
That's it.
So until next time, we would definitely like you to check us out. We got a Facebook page. What is it, Ty? Real quick.
Oh, Indie Face Radio, baby.
So make sure you go on there, like us, and all that kind of good stuff. We make sure that we get back with you, all right?
Yeah.
So if you're an artist, any type of artist, hit us up. And, you know, you could be the next person up in this studio letting the world know about your talent.
This and also,
is Indie Face Radio Show.
Next Thursday, same time.
Same place.
Same time. Special 1 hour show. We're going to knock it out. Guest will be my main man, Brett Dismuke. A Hollywood movie mogul. The boy's on fire.
Until next time, this is Indie Face Radio Show signing out. Peace.